Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Signs. Say with me, signs. Wonders. Diverse miracles. And gifts of the Holy Ghost. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 4. I'll start from verse 1. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them sleep. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast in every transgression and disobedience, receive the just recompense of reward. How shall we escape, verse 3 says, if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and were confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Now, last time, amen, you missed me last week? I can't feel it. Alright, you should, amen. So, you know, in the other week, we said that, what does it mean? It means that people heard about Jesus. And we said that they came to tell others. Oh, we are his witnesses. Like Luke 24:48 says, in Acts 1:8. We are his witnesses. We saw him. You know, it says, they spoke about the gospel, which they heard from the Lord. So they were able to tell us the things that Jesus did. They were able to tell us the things that Jesus said. Then the scriptures now say, in verse 4, God also bearing them witness. Which means, when it comes to the word of God, there is the witness, the testimony of speech, the testimony of words, the testimony of preaching, where we're sharing the word of God just like we're doing today. We're sharing the word of God is a testimony. The testimony of the word of God is written. Testimony of the word of God is spoken. But notice, verse 4 says, God also, which means together with the word preached as an evidence of Jesus, he says, God also bearing them witness. Which means that he added another witness. Apart from the witness of talking, oral evidence, he added another witness. And this is the witness of something being done. Someone say, being done. So we have, when it comes to representing Jesus, there are things to say and there are things to do. God also bearing them witness, says, both with signs and wonders. Then it says, divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Signs there is the word Simeon. I showed you the other time. It means, it indicates that something is present. A wonder is a display. A display. Oftentimes, wonders are seen. A wonder. Like something that flashes itself. Then there says, diverse miracles. Miracles is where you have your power. Diverse miracles. Then last one says, gifts of the Holy Ghost. I told you the word there is merismos. In the Greek, it means different faces. Now, those diverse gifts of the Spirit, distributions of the Spirit, is where we now have what you call the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Just like Ephesians 4 and 11. So, the diverse gifts of the Holy Ghost there is distributions. Distributions is the same thing where you have Ephesians 4:11. I mentioned that earlier. You know, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. But let's give a focus here. It says, diverse miracles. Diverse miracles. You know, for a good number of us, believers, we need to realize that, you see, when it comes to the word of God, we must embrace all of God's word. And just pay attention to this. Embrace all of God's word. Embrace, receive all of God's word. And no matter what excesses are being done, if it's the word of God, it's the word of God. Look at what it says, divers. Now, what do you mean by divers? Divers means many kinds. You know, you can get used to one kind of the move of God. Sometimes you're used to one way that miracles are received. You can just have one way. But that's not the word of God. The word of God says there are many. And so as we explore the written word, we'll find it. There are many, many diverse, hallelujah, diverse ways, diverse miracles, different kinds of miracles. Now, miracles there, don't forget, is the word power, which means different dimensions of how the power of God is ministered. Now, Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, the man that I owe virtually everything about my life in ministry, will say that faith begins where the will of God is known. That is, before you believe God for something, you must know what you are believing God for. There are people, for example, who have believed wrongly. And because they believed wrongly, I called a woman some 29 years ago. We were having a healing service, you know, and I was laying hands on the people, and I was speaking Yoruba to them because good number of Yoruba people, so I was speaking to them in Yoruba. So I would lay hands, I would ask them what's the case, they tell me. I mean, so when I got to her, I mean, she didn't even allow me to say anything, she just spoke. And she said she had cancer on her body. And I said, oh. Before I said anything, she said, ah, she knows that God put it on her body. Sometimes it's not good to talk too much. To make her humble. All right? So I left her. I went out here to other people and began, I mean, those ones didn't do much talking. So I just prayed with them, and let them go. Some of them, we checked them, they were fine. So I came back to her. I said, okay, Mama, raise your two hands. I said it to Yoruba. I said, say after me, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this cancer. Thank you for putting it on my body. I want more to make me humble. She just looked at me like I said, ah, Mama, more humility. I said, God couldn't have done that. Where did you get that from? You know, and then I had to correct that in our minds. So sometimes it's what a man has heard. They've heard the wrong things. Sometimes, again, like I mentioned, you can have excesses. Excesses. People have done things excessively. The same year, I just stopped laying hands on people. And why did I stop laying hands? Because I was upset at something. I've never told this full story before. I'll say it now. I was in the service. So a man now began to lay hands on people. And he laid hands on them for promotion, for job, people looking for husband, wife, or both. And he was laying hands. He said there's an anointing on his hands for prosperity. So he was laying hands on people. I just was upset. Why was I upset? Because by my understanding, that's not biblical. So I left. Then I was with my friend. I've never told this story full circle before. So we now were leaving. We just, we're like three of us, I think. So we're talking. I said, what kind of, so as we kept saying that, and this is why we have to be careful. I literally talked myself out of laying hands. Now what is it? Are they not God's children? They have the power of God. They can walk in the power of God. What is that? So consciously and unconsciously, I stopped laying hands. Because every time I wanted to lay hands, I remember someone said he has anointing for prosperity and breaking your debts. When he lays hands, whoever is owing you money will forgive you, and the person may be in the service. So then one day, I had the Lord ask me, this was a personal though, it's not doctrinal. And he said, why are you not laying hands? I just said it out. I said, so and so man, how can he say that? He said, but you are not laying hands. My word says you should lay hands. If you are not laying hands because someone abused it, it's my word that you are not acting on, not his own. So you can't say because there's an excess used by anybody in whatever ways. Someone told me one time, he said, well, I do not believe in people. I'll talk about that later. This is not part of the service. So you have to see that because someone has used something wrongly doesn't mean you just stop using it at all. And that's very vital. So there are diversities of miracles. And sometimes God's children short-circuit themselves by either being biased about what God is doing. And I always tell people, and I'm going to say it again, that God doesn't have to consult you before he moves. He won't. There are things that God will do, you'll find out later from the word of God that is the one that is doing it. You don't overrate what you know. There are diversities. And look at it, 1 Corinthians 12. Paul, in verse 4, says there are diversities of gifts, the same Spirit. There are diversities of ministries, verse 5, the same Lord, 1 Corinthians 12. Verse 6, there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all, 1 Corinthians 12. Then 7 says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit from. Hallelujah. To profit from. There are diversities. Now, you know, sometimes you could just know one. And many times, there could be another stream in operation in the meeting. Another stream. I recall there was a camp meeting like that. I asked people to come out, we'll talk about it shortly, with cloths. If you had someone at home. So someone didn't do it. Then he came to me as a minister, pastor. For whatever reasons he didn't come out. So he came to me personally. Then he said, I want just to ask, I have someone at home. Then he's mentioned it had to be his wife. And he said his wife was having this case and all of that, that he wanted me to pray. And I asked him a question. But I called people out. Why didn't you come out? Now before he concluded, this was one of our camp meetings. I said, you've spoken against praying on handkerchiefs, right? He said, yes, sir. So you didn't want us to catch you because Sam will capture it. If Sam doesn't capture it, the video guys will capture it. So you have already said that praying on handkerchiefs is not of God. But that's how God is going to heal your wife. Go and bring handkerchief. You know, he is very likely that the healing power was present for his wife earlier on. He couldn't release his faith because he had criticized it. I've told you, if me, I'm your pastor, never criticize miracles. How many of you have been saying it? Never. Two things you must never criticize. Don't criticize giving and miracles. I said, go and bring the handkerchief. He's right there in the word of God. I recall when I took a brother. It was a member of the ministry. I'll tell you two stories. So the first one, I was called to speak in. I used to preach a lot in CAC churches. I mean, they gave me the widest doors before now. I was able to speak in many churches for them within and outside the country. So, and I took this brother. He was not watching me. As they said, I said, bring their water. You know, they'll bring their water in front. So he was looking at me, the one who was teaching him Bible study. So I said, in the name of Jesus, the power. He was looking at me. I said, Pastor, I'm wondering. I said, well, Jesus in the Bible spat into someone's eyes. How would that be if you see it on Twitter? Oh, pwah! See? What? This Jesus does not know Christ. Like you're going to say that, right? Do you know there was one person Jesus said he should go and wash himself? You don't know? It did. The guy said, ah. You know, there was a service like that. 1994, we had this meeting called Dunamis Business. The young man, in fact, yesterday I was talking to one brother in church. I said, oh, you were a classmate in school? Yeah. So a brother in church that is a leader now. So I carried that boy on my legs. Yeah. So you two have carried you. So I said, the boy is a pastor now. So I said, the man is married now. So he's a pastor. So I called the boy. So he was on the bed. They diagnosed him for different stuff. So his uncle, came for one of our meetings. So as I was praying for the seeker and people were praying, he brought a pen. Sincerely. I was wondering, pen? And then biro. He said, that's what his faith is. I said, and reluctantly, I just said in the name of Jesus, bravo, the sickness and disease in Jesus' name, I just took my mind off it. You know, he came back the next day with the boy. So I'm like, oh, Byron. So sometimes you have believers, and you and I, we must know how to receive. One thing is clear, I said in the first service, God uses contacts. That's the truth. Now, I think the challenge we usually have, and I must mention this very quickly and very importantly, is that people now idolize the contacts. You have those who will say, the bottle of oil. They call it the bottle. Now, the first time I ever, listen to this one now, I ever saw a blind eye open 29 years ago. A blind eye open. The person brought oil. So the person brought someone. The guy had one eye blind. They brought oil. And I put oil on the eye. It's in the name of Jesus. Now, the challenge people have is, Jonah said, that oil is the power of God. No, you are not thinking. Oil is not the power of God. The oil has nothing. It's nothing. It's not supposed to be a doctrinal object. But you see, you can fall from one ditch to another one. And say, because the oil is not a doctrinal object, so if there's a ministry to the sick, using the oil is not of God. No, that's not true. Amen. Do you know, I went to a Muslim, I'll tell the second story shortly, I forgot that, I'll take it back. A Muslim, and they were relatives. And they said, we know you're a man of God. And they brought a cup of water. Say, if you pray into it, the boy will be well. And I prayed into it. Praise the Lord. That's all I did. The second brother, I took him to, went to a white garment church. Purely white garment. So I now, I'm already laughing, right? So, when I got there, I knew he was a word man. He used to share a lot. I wanted to see the word he had. So when I got in the place, they were saying, Eliyah, we were singing all those songs, and he was looking at me, and I'm smiling, and I'm singing this song. We removed our jewel. So by the time they wanted to now ask me to come and speak, this was in 2001, I think. So I asked him to go first to lead prayer. You think he's the one that needed the prayer. In Jesus' name, you know, he's looking at all the candles. He said, hey. I don't know whether I was afraid, but I love it. I purposely did it to test his word. So when he was shaking, I said, go and see them, brother. So he looked at me and said, so the way you handled it and all that. And I said, is it because you have... You know what I'm about to say. Because that what was on his mind must have been on your mind. Is it because your parents attended the white government? I said, no. It's because I know that God is not limited. Anyway, I know that. I know he's not. And God's helped me so much because when I began the work of the ministry, one of the first things I undertook, some years ago, about 30 years, was that I was able to work with denominations together. We had this body, we brought them together, and I was the champion of it. And we went through all the churches. And my eyes were just open to see one body of Christ. That's why I say to people, there are differences that make no difference. And they are not enough to cause a division. There are differences that are fundamental, but there are some that are not. Doesn't mean I'm going to agree with you or do what you're doing, but it's not yet fundamental. So I've seen that already in the body of Christ. So there are different dimensions. It says diversities of operations. Hallelujah. Are you here? You must know how to receive. Acts 10:38. Are you here? Our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Then he says, and with power. Acts 10:38. Went about doing good. Look at that word now. our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Then it says, and with power. Went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And with power. So which means in the ministry of Jesus, they saw power. Tangible power. They saw it. And with power, went about doing good, Acts 10:38, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So remember, we said Hebrews 2:4 says, diverse miracles. And the word miracles also means power. Demonstrations of power. That's what it is. Miracles. So, which means, through the life of Jesus and his ministry, we can understand how God's power works or how it is ministered. Hebrews 2:4 says, diverse miracles. And you notice the ministry of Jesus. There are different ways that he ministered. Different ways. In Luke 5:17, it says, as he was teaching. Luke 5:17. The power of God was present. Now, every time they say the power of God there, listen carefully, it means it was tangible. As he was teaching, that means when the word of God is taught, the power of God is available. What did I say? I heard just a few of us, so let's go again. The power of God is available. So as the word of God is taught. Now, do you know how to receive if the word is taught? How to receive if the word is taught? Now, let me mention this again. Now, the word being taught also includes songs when they are being done. They're being given. When they're singing. Because the person who is leading songs, according to Colossians 3:16, says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart. So which means that when someone stands here, just like the music team, Sister Faith led us, you are here, standing in this place. I worship you, way maker. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Is that the word of God? So I must know how to receive. How to receive. John G. Lake, a great man in the 19th century, once said that the power of God, electricity, is the power of God in the natural. And that, you know, and that was quite a good illustration. And Brother Hagin will say, the electricity was already in the world until it was discovered. It was there already. Anything in the earth today has already been there. All we do today, or what we have done, is to find out. And not just that, to know how to use it. You can have electricity in the whole building, and then it will not get to the sockets. Am I right? Because you didn't just channel it right. You can have the power of God in a teaching meeting, and you just didn't receive it. And it's right there. In the days of Jesus, in the four Gospels by men, in Mark 6, when Jesus went to his own hometown, was the power of God also present? But did he do any mighty work? No. The power of God could be present. Because when the word is taught, the power of God is there. Romans 1:16, Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. So as the word of God is preached, the power of God is present. You can hear the word of God and receive the power of God in a particular situation, particularly sickness and disease and every oppression of the devil. As you hear the word. Proverbs 4:20 says, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Let not depart from your eyes. For they are lives, Proverbs 4:22, to them that hear. And medicine to all their flesh. So the Bible calls the word of God medicine. 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 To all their flesh. Proverbs 4:22. So very importantly, as you hear the word of God, the power of God is present. Look at Luke 6. Luke 6 and verse 18. Verse 17, sorry. He says, people came, now he came down with them, that's when he prayed, and stood in the plain, and a company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to what? Luke 6, came to what? Hear him, and what? To be healed of their diseases. So they heard, and they were healed. So, the power of God can be ministered by teaching. Do you receive when the word is taught? You must know how to receive. You don't, it's not all the time you wait for what you call a healing service or we have, no, no. You can receive as the word is taught. So, when the word of God is taught, the power of God is available to heal the sick. Also, the power of God can be ministered through words. Now, that's not particular teaching, but through words. In Matthew chapter 8, a centurion came to Jesus. And when he came to Jesus, pay attention here, now, before I go there, in the four Gospels together, there are 19, there are several miracles Jesus did, but there are 19 individual cases, 19. Now, why do we have the 19 individual cases? It's so that we will know what was done in the gathering. So, by reading those testimonies or those individual accounts, I know how to receive. So in Matthew 8, there was the case of the centurion who had someone at home who was sick. Which means it's also possible for me to have someone ministered to. And I've had that before. And I'll talk about that shortly. So the man said, come. He said, my servant lies at home healed, sick. Jesus said, I'll come. Look at that now. Pay attention. Jesus said, I'm going to come. He said, you don't have to. I am a soldier, a man under authority, and I have soldiers under me. I say to one, go, and he goes. I say to one, come, he comes. I give instruction and it is done. Just speak your word only. Now he's not saying teach a sermon. Speak your word only and my servant will be whole. That's all. I remember a lady who was in a coma. This was in 2014 or 13. I think it's 13. No, it's 14. And the lady, those were in the later days of Arsene Wenger. We're just really upset with the man, the coach of my club. Arsene Wenger, by the way, is not an apostle in your Bible because you're looking for his name somewhere. So, and that day was I don't want to say something because today's Sunday. I don't know. I take that back. So anyway, I think it was a Saturday, not a Sunday. It was Saturday. So this person just reached out to me on Facebook, just saw the chat. Said, please, can you call me? Have someone who's, I said, okay, what's this? It's very urgent. I was not really happy, so I just, because of the football game I was watching, so I picked the phone. I said, yeah, what's this? Yeah. Said, my cousin, I think it's a cousin, I dropped a message that if this goes worse, reach out to so-and-so person on Facebook and let him just pray over me. I don't know the person. The person is not even my friend on Facebook. So I said, okay, put the phone on her ears. I was wondering, I don't know you, but I know Wenger. I know what's going on in my club right now. So I said, in the name of Jesus, that's all I said. Be healed, be cured. And the woman came out of it. Now, the truth is, all I did was just say something. And I've had instances. In fact, just 2 days ago, someone reached out to me and said, I've not been able to sleep, or just on my Facebook inbox, I've not been able to sleep. It's been about 3 days, and this and that, darkness of this, and all that. And she said, just say something. Just say a word. So I said, you are healed in Jesus' name. That's all I said. I didn't say anything more than that. And she texted me the next morning, said, I've been whole, healed, thank you so much. An elderly woman, actually. I said, oh, praise God. All I said, all I did was speak. Remember, my brother were in the room, and then the late Archbishop Idausa was ministering on TV, OGTV, then Idausa and you. And he said, there's someone to give a word of knowledge. And I said, oh, that's me. So he said, your brother is right beside you. Just lay hands and say, be healed and get up from bed. That's all I said. And he was. So, which means I must know how to receive when words are given. When words, I receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I receive it. You know, and I need to say this, I said it in the first sentence. For those of us who have been long-standing believers, you've been born against the day of Pentecost, you have to be careful or being laid back in the move of God. If you're not careful, others will get a hold of something that's just around you. So you know, you must know how to receive that. I know some people have messed things up. So everything, I take it. Oh yes, tell them. You know, and you may think it's wrong because of the wrong attitude. So when words are spoken to you, don't know how to take it. You just say, within. No, there's such a thing as using your faith with your words. Notice, in all the testimonies that Jesus took, the individual stories, they all said something. There is no silent faith. Everybody said something. Blind Bartimaeus, the lepers, the guy at the pool of Siloam, everybody said something. Which means in that interaction, we'll find faith. You can't keep quiet and get anything. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
You can't keep quiet and get anything. Whilst you are doing you know the thing about people that don't say anything in church? When they now get to the doctor, they will say, I'm almost dying. But right here, you can say, in the name of Jesus, I take that for me. Oh, yeah, the power of God is working in my body now. And because you got a hold of something. The power of God is ministered through word spoken. Word, diverse miracles. Word spoken. You take it. So I receive it now. You know, I remember I was preaching for a friend. I was in so much pain. And I was a minister. I was supposed to preach in the whole convention. I was in so much pain that day. Such that a side of my body, I think I'd do something I'd done. I don't know what it was, but I just couldn't sleep on that side of the body for a day, then two. I'm going to the meeting to minister to the sicko. So as I was saying, I said, in the name of Jesus, when I get into the meeting, the power of God will be present and I will receive. Now, as I got on the pulpit and I ministered, a brother, I think his name is Pastor Josh. I think that's his name. I asked him to sing. I just told him. They didn't even understand what I was doing, but I was focusing on myself first. I said, sing a song about healing. They thought I was singing it for them. It was about me. I've never said this part before. The guy was, as I was singing, I said, I take this in Jesus' name. The Bible thought I was praying for them. I said, I take this in the name of Jesus, the power of God. And I looked at him and I said, I receive. Now, I didn't feel anything. I went ahead and laid hands on a lot of people and they gave testimonies, they were healed. So I said to myself, in that service, the power of God was ministered to me. I got a hold of the power of God's working in my body. In the name, I am the guest minister. So I got to the hotel and somehow we had Jesus, so I'd forgotten about what I was saying. So as I left the room, I just said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for today's service. So I just slept on the side. So there's no more there. Praise God. Yeah. See, all I did was to cooperate with the power of God through someone singing. That's all. Hallelujah. You know, I know people who are ministers who don't know how to receive. They are ministers. They only want to talk about the power of God. I'm just demonstrating the power of God. But when it comes to taking, they don't know. That's not good. You should know how to receive. See,
I know.
How to receive. From the power of God. When words are spoken, I take. From the power of God. Another way is by, now this one I'm more focused on this one. On touch, laying on of hands. Of course, Mark 16:18 says, shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. And by the laying on of hands, now I'm going to talk about the second one quickly. You find out that God does a whole lot. Now listen about this one. You know when Jesus went to his hometown, the Bible tells us in Mark 6, look at it, Mark 6. He says that they couldn't, there was, listen to this very well. He couldn't do any mighty work. He couldn't. I mean, not that he didn't want to. No, he could not do any mighty work. Why? Because they were already criticizing him. No, if you save yourself, the capacity to be hearing stories, you will save yourself from blocking yourself from God's power. I naturally don't listen to stories. Do you know that many times people would have been easy, they could have ministered to you easily if somebody didn't tell you a story about them. There are people who could have blessed you easily. But someone said, that brother, we were in school together. You now say, hey, what about him? Usually you are looking for something. I don't want to talk. You say, hey, tell me now. He has said he doesn't want to talk. Let him remain dumb. You say, no. Then you now hear something. Then the next time you see the person, that's all you'll be seeing. That's why the devil works on the media a lot. He wants you to see men of God as bad people. But God will do nothing in any nation without his men and women. One time like that, I saw some people praying about the move of God. They were praying about the move, and I told them this. When I told them they weren't happy. They weren't really happy. I said, guys, stop wasting your time. They said, I said, there's someone here that you all know that God used for this place. Go to him. God didn't change his work. You guys decided to work against him. They said, it took years. Years and almost 10. They had to bring the person back. But I told you. And some had heard stupid things. What's your own? These guys had heard things about Jesus. Not what he did in their own place, oh, it was what he did elsewhere. By the time he got there, there was a lot of disrespect for him. He's preaching there saying, ooh. Yeah. They just say, an alleged man of God. Or a so-called man of God. They were saying that about him. This was his hometown. What a bad day it was. But look at this. There's a way out. Is this not the capital of Psalm verse 3? And they were offended at him. So I stay away from offense. I don't think I said I stay away from offense. You have to be careful. There was a guy like that. I think it was 94. His name is Daddy. That's his name. We finished a healing service and people came out and gave testimonies. So he stood outside to see me. So I said, what happened? He said, I just want to sort out something with you. I said, well, I said, the last time you came to preach, this happened. I said, oh, I apologize for that. And I asked him a question. Do you have any pains on your body? He said, yes. I'm just thinking after we have resolved this, you should pray for me. Oh. The thing is, I did pray for him. But it's such a thing. And I don't say this to word people. As when the spirit is moving at a particular time, He had missed it. Some guys think that, though, I don't need to receive from pastor in the service because I'm in the protocol. When we get to, it doesn't work that way. There was someone I gave word of knowledge and the person didn't come out. So the person came to me and said, I didn't want to come out. You know, I felt like, I said, oh. That was when God gave the instruction. I'm going to pray for you and just believe God, you know. But something was on when I said what I was going to say. We need to be very smart. So these guys, at this point, were offended. Just offended. Not what he did to them, what he did elsewhere. Offended. Look at verse 3. He says he could do no mighty work. Look at verse 4. A prophet is not without honor, Jesus says. Except in his, in the old country among his own kin, in his own house. Let's take verse 5 together. And he could there do no mighty work. Hold on. He couldn't do any mighty thing. He couldn't replicate what happened in other places. Hallelujah. Why? Why would you have a healing minister around you or someone who lays hands on the sick around you and you aren't taking it? You know why? You check what's on your heart. But you know something? Let's not focus on that. Despite the fact there was so much unbelief, what did he do? He laid hands. Which means if nothing works, laying on of hands will work. At the lowest level of faith, there was a touch. It touched them. And then he said, a few sick folk were healed. Now I must mention that Jesus didn't just abandon them. Later on, look at this. Mark 6 is critical to see this. He now sent out the 12 to go around. So what he simply did was, and he went to teach. He went back in verse 6 to teach. So teaching cures unbelief. What did I say? Unbelief is the greatest disease in humanity. If teaching can cure unbelief, there is no incurable disease. And then he sent out the 12. So somehow, it appeared like they received from the 12 what they did not receive from him. Either way, they received. So I must know how to receive. When hands are laid, laying on of hands, if nothing works, laying on of hands will work. It's a manifestation of God's power. I shared in the first service, when you see hands are laid, what you should see is the move of God. Simon the sorcerer was smart. As he saw hands were laid, he saw the Holy Ghost was given. Acts 8, 17 and 18. You should be. A Christian, say, listen, a Christian should be smart. Some people are street smart. They are tech smart. They are financially smart. But they are spiritually stupid. They can't even recognize the move of God. They are spiritually stupid. They are financially smart. They are even fashion smart. They have fashion sense. They have, you know, there's fashion sense too. Some people don't have it too. I'm praying for them. There's financial sense. They can plan a whole year money wise and say, and then the year will just go and say, wow, this guy can plan. And you can have people who are also spiritually smart. They know how to receive the power of God. If they fall sick, they know how to be healed. I know how to be healed. I know how to receive the power of God. I'm spiritually smart and intelligent. They know how to receive. They know. They just get me into the service. You know that guy in Luke 5? He just told his friend, just get me into the service. Some guys are saying, you know, I cannot come to church. I've been on the bed. He said, drop me in the service. What some people would have said wouldn't make them go to church was what took him to church. Why didn't you come to church? I've not been feeling fine. What do you see the church as? When should you go to church? It's when you are not feeling fine. You know, if you say, okay, there's a healing service, maybe it's a healing service. No, it's a regular service. It's a regular service. Ah, okay. When pastor says healing school, let me come. The guy didn't know Jesus was going to lay hands on the sick. He just said, you know, just drop me through the roof. Which means that he wasn't even able to get in. And Jesus saw their faith. Hallelujah. You can be smart. Very smart. A guy told me, said, all I did was to move close to you. That's all. That's being smart. Very intelligent. So, a believer should be smart. And I'm not going to church today, I'm not feeling fine. That is where you should go. Because you know the power of God. You believe the power of God is here? You believe the power of God is here? When we come together, the power of God is here. What if you say, well, if I step into the service, I will be whole. I'm sure that before the service is over, the pain will be gone. What if that was what you said? Some guys will say, well, I don't know whether I can stay through. I don't know whether I can stay through. What's pastor teaching? Seated on high. Ah, I can't stay through. What's he teaching? Law in Genesis. I can't stay through. They think, oh, someone will say, well, let me just hear any word of God. Hallelujah. Any word of God. Praise God. Some will just say, some people are smart. They'll just say, play that teaching for me. Just play that teaching for me. Play that teaching for me. Just play it for me. You just go. Hallelujah. You just go. That is a smart person. They know when the power of God is moving. Say, I know when the power of God is moving. Remember in that Luke 5, the Pharisees were there. So, if you ask the Pharisees, what is happening? They say, it's one idiot boy. It is, he knows Bible. See what is, he's not even, see how he quoted that verse. Do you know the moment the guy was healed, the first thing they asked was, will you heal on Sabbath day? I mean, what kind of people are there? You find them there. But was the power of God there? Did they recognize it? Sometimes watch where you are seated in church, not here. And everywhere is fine. You could be around people and they just be saying, and you're all just missing out. I shared them the first time, I'm going to say it again. You know, you must never, ever assume that you can determine things by yourself. What do I mean by that? I shared this story. I've told you this story before. I went to minister somewhere to a prayer for the Holy Ghost meeting in the evening. And here I was just praying as I do, just waiting on the Lord and just preparing my heart to be ensuring I'm in tune with the Holy Ghost for the meeting. Then he shows me a vision about a guy who comes into the service as I saw what he wore. And he said, he has this problem. This happened and that happened. I heard the Lord say it very clearly. And he said, you are meant to tell him this. But you are meant to tell him when you are done teaching. But as you are done teaching, he will get up and leave. So I called the fellow who invited me. I gave him a bit of his. So when the service started, the room was a bit dark, not too lit. As he came in, I saw him. And during the service, he was like, God! Yeah! Ho, Bible! Ha! Hallelujah! As soon as I said, let us get up, he walked out. And I said, Lord, can I go and call him? You know, and that was all. He was so smart. I'm sure he had an appointment with somebody. Maybe he even missed the appointment. But sometimes double wala for anybody. Sometimes you should be smart. Be smart. Power of God is there. Power of God is here. Power of God is here. So when the word is taught, when words are spoken, sometimes all the pastor, it could be your cell group meeting. It doesn't have to be a regular Sunday service. And then the cell group leader says, you know, Jesus is here. And you can just say, to heal my body. You just made a faith connection. Look at the woman with the issue of blood. Jesus was going to the house of Jairus. That's such a remarkable case. Just like the man in Matthew 8. He said, you don't have to come. Just say something. Faith directs the power of God to me. The woman said, if I touch his clothes, I will be whole. 12 years. She's been sick. If you get to Luke, you'll see her. All the 400 left Americans, then say, that woman now, the house so and so and so. Oh, then they will be checking her case. Say, so you see this one, incurable. She'll be looking at them like this for 12 years. So she has seen many doctors graduate. But when she heard of Jesus, you know, if she had heard of Jesus from those people in Mark 6, she wouldn't have gone. When she heard of Jesus, she said, there's something about him. If I come around him, hallelujah, I just need to come around him. If I come around him, if I just come around him, I'll be whole. I touch his clothes, I'll be whole. Jesus is going like this, and then they're going to the house of Jairus, and the protocol is saying, move, move, move. Some guys are going to touch him. Ah, since 13. Someone say, man of God, we're not sure, okay, homo. They were touching his clothes, but woman said, the power of God. That's what she said. The Bible says immediately, the fountain of her blood says, woo! Jesus turned around, knowing in himself that power had gone out of his body. That's the first time and the only time you will hear that power went out of his body. Say, who taught me? He said, oh God. You did play. In this crowd. Knowing that power had gone, said, someone touch me. Then they found the woman out. And she told the whole story. Why did he allow her to say the whole story? So you and I can know how to receive. Know how to receive. She kept saying, we don't know how long she said. It could be 1 week, it could be 1 month. But when it got to acting on the word of God, she acted on it. When it comes to the miraculous, I must know how to take advantage of atmospheres. She touched his clothes. Jesus laid hands on the sick. She touched his clothes. And you notice that that wasn't the only time. There's such an emphasis. In Luke 6 and 19, the one we read just now, in 19, Luke 6, it says, those who came to hear the word to be healed did one more thing. Luke 6, 19. It says, and the multitude, look at it. Luke, are you there? And the whole multitude sought to what? Touch him. For there went power out of him and healed them all. You know, if you go to a meeting, people are such a man of God, they say, oh, what is all this? They don't understand the word. Something is wrong with you. And the guy saying it, maybe he has one problem in his body, he says they don't understand the word. It's by confessing. See your life. They sought to touch him. They sought to touch him. Touch his clothes. They touch his clothes. And they were whole. In Acts 9:11. He says, and God worked special miracles through the hands of Paul, that out of his body was taken aprons and handkerchiefs, all right, and taken to the sick and those who were possessed, and the demons left them. You can't miss that. That there are such things as a contact. There's nothing in the cloth. There's nothing about the cloth. It's not about, it's the contact. And there's wholeness. Wholeness. Hallelujah. I know how to receive. Say, I know how to receive. So miracles happen in diversities. In diversities. You see, there's not just one stream of the miraculous. There are streams of the miraculous. We just said, you could have by preaching, just the word taught. You could have by just word spoken. Just word spoken. You could have, you know, we said word spoken. You could have by laying on of hands, where there's a definite laying on of hands on you. You could also have by just touching. In the name of Jesus, I receive. I receive this. It's mine in Jesus' name. And it's received. You saw handkerchiefs and aprons were brought to the bodies of Paul and taken to those who were sick and diseased. One of our pastors once had that case years ago and had our niece going for, yeah, niece going for the, naming ceremony. So I knew about the water. There was no phones there. I said, the ceremony is not going to hold. Ah. I said, what do I mean? I said, don't be shocked. They're going to postpone it. Something had happened. I said, wow. Baby was ill, very ill. So I said, you know, I think I mixed it up. Came back and I said, okay, we're going to go, let's now minister that the baby is going to leave. It was a Sunday. I said, going to leave tomorrow morning. So they said, no, don't worry. I said, bring a cloth. We're having a meeting with outstretched prayer and supplication. Yeah. So I prayed on the cloth. So as I prayed on the cloth, I said, well, as I was laying hands on God, I said, there's somebody else in this house who is sick, who has a pain on the, I think a knee or something. I said, let's take it to the person. The person is a pastor today, not in this church. Put it on the person's knee and was healed. I said, now when you get there, and I saw it by revelation, I said, there's someone else in that ward. You will first lay it on that person. The person will be discharged. And she did just that. And the two of them were discharged. See, look at the intelligence. Look at the intelligence. Knowing how to receive. You could have people that are sick. You don't even know how to minister to them. And the power of God will be in itself. You just be looking. Because you are not smart enough. Not you. You are smart. You are intelligent. Very intelligent. Knowing how to receive from the power of God. Let's just mention one last one. James 5. James 5, he says, is there any afflicted? Let him pray. Is there any merry? James 5, 13, let him sing psalms. He said, is there any sick among you? James 5, 13. Then 14 says, let him call for the elders of the church. And when they come, they will pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, the anointing part is just a cultural thing. It's just the way they receive, the way it's just something that within their culture. But it's not also wrong. See, I'll talk about this later, you know. And he said, name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. He says, if you had committed any sin, you'll be forgiven him. He says, pray for one another, that you might be healed. Then he now says, the earnest, effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. That word actually in the Greek is makes power available. We can also pray. Now, let me look at that text well. You know, when it says makes power available, the Amplified Version got something, a hold of something there in that interpretation that was correct. It says that power is dynamic. Dynamic. Now, power and miracles are the same. While there will be power felt to heal sickness and diseases, there's also power that intervenes on your behalf. In the realm of God's power, we have angels. In the realm of God's power, we have his supernatural interventions, which means that we can pray with one another. I'll just pray with you, and the power of God will get into a situation and resolve it. Hallelujah. We can pray together, and the power of God will go into your body, effect a healing and a cure. We'll just have prayer. We can pray and the power of God will just be in that situation and then resolve it. Next Sunday, yes, second service, I'm just preparing your heart towards it. We will be just ministering to people that we know who are not in the service, who have certain incurable disease. We'll just minister on cloth. Are you here? And we'll have the power of God. It's next Sunday. I want to prepare your heart well. So that throughout the week, imagine you saying this, that on Sunday, when I take this cloth or any cloth whatsoever to the service, and pastor should lay hands on it, I know he has the Holy Ghost on him. I know my pastor has a healing ministry. So therefore I receive on it this Sunday. And as I take it to those who are sick, they are healed in their body. You know, you can say that throughout the week. Throughout the week. And when you say, usually when you use your faith like that, you will practically see it happen before it happens. And you are releasing your faith in that direction. Releasing your faith in that direction. Just releasing your faith in that direction. You know, consistently like that. You know, so we can pray for one another. And I just feel led to wait till next week. Praise God. And we'll have a multi-dimensional service where we'll just have needs met generally. Just generally. We have cases where we'll just speak God's word over it and it will come to pass. Amen. We'll just believe God for miracles. You know, see, something I know about me, I believe in miracles. Too much. That's why I don't give up. It's not out of willpower. No, I don't have willpower. Me too, I used to throw in the towel. But why I don't give up is because I just believe in the power of God. That God can do something about it. God can do something about it. Even when I'm the one that made the error, God can do something about it. You know, there's just something you must, and you see, one of the ways, that's one of the reasons why you must never be in condemnation. Condemnation will never allow you to use your faith. You know, so sometimes condemnation is because you are a proud person. See, you cannot always get things right. You should work at getting things right all the time. But when you make errors, just say, well, I trust the power of God. Something will stand in for me. Something, I know God's working something out for me. Hallelujah. And next Sunday, we'll just believe God in that direction. We just stand in faith. It could be diverse needs next Sunday. Just diverse needs. Diverse needs in different areas. We'll just have these things ministered. Those who are sick at home, those who are sick in the body. Just different instances. And things will happen supernaturally. Things will happen supernaturally. 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 I believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles.
That's why I've never been someone who will throw in the towel. I believe in miracles in relationships. I believe relationships can be resolved by the power of God. I believe in miracles. I believe the power of God is multidimensional. Of course, you know, I've told you faith and logic are not opposites, right? And there's such a thing as acting on God's word every day, you know, just, but there are times like, look, what you need now is a miracle. And you can get it. Yeah, you can. Now what is needed is a miracle. Knowing how to receive. Brother Hagin taught us a simple principle. How to write your ticket with God. Four things. I use it all the time. Talked about that woman. She heard about Jesus. Didn't do much really. But what she forced is she said it. 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 Then she did it. She did what she said. Some guys will say everything but do what they said. She said it. She did it. The hearing was really nothing much. You know, just like you're hearing me now. Anybody can hear anything. The Pharisees heard him. So that wasn't the first thing she did. Anyone can hear anything. Sadducees heard Jesus. But the most important thing was she said. What do you say when you hear the word? She said it. She said it. She said it. Then she did what she said. She touched. She touched. She touched. She acted on it. She did. I told you the meeting, was it this service? I said it. I said, I'm going for this meeting. They announced it on radio. Heard it on, OGBC, I think it was Repower. I heard that meeting. And maybe it's not Repower. And I said that when I get there, I'll be ministered to. I'll be ministered to. I've gotten this so many times. I say I'll be ministered to. When I get there, I'll be ministered to. The meeting didn't have me as one of the people. In fact, they had invited other people, not people like me. So when I got to the stand, the guy said, no, you're not supposed to be here. I said, oh God, the way I keep promising, I beg you in the name of God, let me enter. He said, see, I won't make noise. I promise you. I got him. The man, Ross Chatra, had never heard about him before. It was my first time of hearing about him. His ministry, he just said, was ministry in general, that day, he talked about power for ministry. So he got to the point, he said, that young man, and he called me out with three rows, and he began to minister. So he said to me, are you hearing what I'm saying? He said, sir, I bought a Walkman. Why did I bring a Walkman? I was very sure. I said it. I was even fasting. I said it. I went for another camp meeting like that. I said I was going to minister to. As I entered it, as I got in, the man of God, I didn't even know that that was his first session. I thought I'd miss the first session. The man was now singing, and he sang, Jesus, I love you. So sang it as a sound. I said, there's someone here. I mentioned where I was from. He said, come forward. I had not even dropped my bag. But I'd said it. I said it the week before, 2 weeks before, that meeting is going to be my best meeting. I'm going to have the hands of God on my life. That my future is going to be touched by that meeting. I said it. You can actually say things, call things that be not as though they were and they will be. She said it. She did it. She didn't say I will be blessed and miss the service. She did it. Then she received it. I know how to receive. I know how to receive. How do you receive? Mark 11:24. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received them and you shall have them. That means as hands are laid on me, I'll say I've received it. I've received healing in my body. I've had it already. The fourth one, she told it, that she gave thanks. Those are four things Brother Hagin taught us, and I always endeavor to practice it. One, to say it. Two, to do what you have said. Three, to receive it. And finally, to tell it. Hallelujah. You know, as I'm just speaking right now, the power of God is moving. You believe that? Stand to your feet. Power of God is moving. Power of God is moving. Power of God is moving. Power of God is moving.